This has been the year of change. I don't know if that's what the Chinese calendar said, but this was the year of change. Restaurants may never be quite the same again.
Yeah, big article in the Wall Street Journal this week talks about how not only have we seen just so many changes in business models and stuff, but the banishment of buffet bars, whether it's salad bars or, you know, like the different buffets that you used to go to. And for a while it was, okay, well then put the sneeze guard on there. I have never been one of those people that liked to go to the buffet longer than, say, 10 minutes after the restaurant opened. Because that's just me.
Well, the food's fresh then. You know, like, yeah. So you don't know when they change it out or whatever. I was less about the who touched what and who sneezed where and did he spit here. It was much more about how long has that been there. That was always kind of what bothered me. But yet, I still will not tell you no to going to Golden Corral or going to a Chinese buffet. Or if they opened up tomorrow, I would still go because I'm an adventurous risk taker.
I think what is gone forever, though, sadly, is the salad bar.
Hello. I am the salad bar. I'd like to sincerely apologize for having gone away. Germaphobes wouldn't touch me before the pandemic. Now, tossing my salad is about as sanitary as it sounds. Want some lettuce people have breathed on? Or some hard-boiled eggs they sneezed on. Mm-hmm. Everybody's touching the same tongs, coughing all over your croutons. It seems my days are over, and I'm not coming back. Nowadays, people look at me as if I were serving bat meat. Apologetically yours, the salad bar.
The Big Morning Show with Fast and Renee. Only on Louisiana's greatest hits, Big 102.1.